We need to get a T.O., baby. Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM 104.9 Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest across the way, my regular last Tuesday of the month guest, is in the chair this morning, a little bit behind. He's a busy man right now, but not the way you really like it, is it, Coach?
That is correct.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Fairfield Police Department Chief Keith Cocklazer. Appreciate you coming
out,
Keith.
Thank you very much. How are you doing? Welcome back. Organized chaos. That's what we got going on.
Organized chaos. I tell you what, now granted, everything's running.
It's running.
Everything's running. Had somebody during a storm yesterday decided to rob a bank or decided to rob a big store or something like that. Might have been some communications issues.
We would have been fine. We still talk car to car.
You can still talk car to car?
We had backup channels.
All right.
We had a little...
So what happened yesterday? I was sitting at my home about 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whenever this rain all comes through. Rain, wind, just goes bad for about 5 minutes. And I never saw lightning, but I heard a bunch of boom booms, and the dogs heard boom booms and they jumped all over me. You got a little bit more than just heard boom booms, didn't you?
I heard a loud boom, actually.
You heard one loud one,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Were you
at the police station?
I was there.
What happened?
Not sure what happened. Don't know if lightning came in the building. We've already been hit once before. And I believe we got struck again, took out our internet, and the radios kind of malfunctioned for a little bit, lost computers. It just, turns into a hectic day.
So do you think it came in on the tower, or maybe just came in through the ground, maybe?
It kind of got a little bit of everything. Got kind of scrambled some radios for a little bit. We got those repaired within 15 minutes, say we had them up and going again. Blew out some network cards on computers and just all kinds of electronic fun stuff that we have to survive nowadays.
That's exactly, how does one, I'll ask you since you're an engineer in addition to a police chief, how does one go about finding a new network card? Can you go out someplace and get them? Or,
oh, yeah.
I didn't know if they were,
yep.
Do they have to be particular? What exactly is the network card?
This thing plugged in the wall. The Ethernet cord. There you go.
The Ethernet cord.
Plugs you to the switch, which plugs you to the router, which plugs you to the outside world.
So not network cards. I was thinking cards that you put in the back of the computer.
Yes,
it was the card.
Mm-hmm.
So something that attaches to the cord.
Yeah, it just goes into the machine. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Flashes lights every once in a while.
The flashy light thing.
The flashy light thing.
The flashy light thing. Okay. Well, you see, now you've got problems.
Now we're getting down to levels we need to talk.
That's exactly right. Do you have, I presume, and you'll know a lot more about it since it happened yesterday, do you have procedures in place in case you have communications breakdowns? What are the procedures you have out there at the police station?
Oh, well. Our communications did not go down completely. We share radios between us and the sheriff's department. They share some of ours.
Yeah.
We share some of theirs.
Yeah.
So we were still 100% functional.
Okay.
Just we had some link fails, and that was all tied through the internet.
Well, I know, but if it had been a more severe, do you have procedures and emergency procedures in place?
We've got all the way down to if something happens at that building, we can grab a phone, a cell phone, and a laptop computer, and we can go anywhere in the city and run.
Is that right?
Yes.
How about that?
And if not, we can go, we're tied to Edwards County for 911, and we can pick our phones up over there.
So no kidding.
We have things in place in case something happens, especially being that close to railroad tracks and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You've had, and you say being that close to the railroad tracks, you've had a derailment here within the last, you've had not derailment, but.
We had the four-wheelers last thing I remember.
That's right. The derailment was out by Sims, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, we had the four-wheeler that got stuck on the tracks, and the kid got off on time.
That kind of ruined your day, too.
I did. It was a Sunday, and I was actually out running around, and I saw a train stop. I'm like, well, that's odd.
Yeah.
And I went down there, and we were on scene with fire department and state troopers, They already found the kid and interviewing him uptown. He was fine, but we were talking to him.
So is it in your budget to replace stuff? Because your computer didn't blow up, but your card blew up. Card's cheap.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
What's a computer cost?
Yeah, it depends where you go.
I mean, but you're just buying them off the shelf, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I need a laptop. We haven't determined what happened to my laptop yet.
Lightning.
I know it wasn't lightning.
Dog.
That's the thing. It might be a dog. It's either us or either me or a dog. I don't think I stepped on it, but I opened my laptop on Sunday, and it was, well, the picture came up. Three quarters of the picture came up. The bottom quarter of the screen did not come up, and you could see the wiggly lines throughout the screen.
Was there a big crease on it?
There was a big crease.
That may be a problem.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I kind of figured that, but there was no either human print or footprint paw print on the. And I have a dog. We got 150, 160 pound dog. If he steps on that with full weight, it might be an issue.
He may have been jumping to get on you.
Yes, yeah, that would be a pretty good size.
See, just to save money, just plug a monitor into the laptop and you're good to go. Just keep using it.
I really wanted a new laptop, though, Keith.
I'm sorry. I pinch pennies. Yeah, do what I can.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about, though, just putting a monitor onto a laptop. Yeah. I can probably find a monitor pretty cheap, can't I?
Yeah.
Where do you find monitors? They sell monitors by themselves anymore?
Yeah, Walmart.
Okay, well, I didn't want to go to Walmart.
No,
I'm not going to Walmart.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I thought maybe it was a Black Friday thing. I just didn't want to go then.
No.
Just not at all.
No, I just don't go.
There's a story there I don't want to dive into.
You don't want to know. There's all kinds of stories. All right, so everything is who was working, by the way, who was working the comms? Did you have Tom down there?
Mr. Winland.
Isn't it a good thing to have Mr. Winland in there when everything goes haywire?
They are all good.
Well, that's good.
They are all good.
That's wonderful. Tell me a little bit also about the give me an update on the construction.
We're at a standstill. Rain kind of got us. They have so many projects they're juggling too, but we are down to a gravel base for the parking lot in the front and should be getting asphalt soon.
You heard me, you probably didn't hear me talking earlier. There's a locomotive for sale. Since you guys are right by the railroad tracks, there's a locomotive for sale down in Amarillo, Texas. Weighs about 1 million pounds.
Is it operational?
No.
No, okay.
Weighs about 1 million pounds.
I think it'd be fun to put on the rail and just take it and see what happens.
That might, who's going to haul the thing?
Well,
yeah. But the thing is, how is the will the parking lot be rated for that? Can you
no. The parking lot is rated for passenger vehicles and small delivery vehicles.
Is that right?
I'm even going to keep the garbage trucks off the parking lot.
Are you really?
Yes.
So where will the dumpsters be around on the west side?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that makes a lot.
We're going to take good care of this one.
This parking lot's going to last, you're telling me.
Oh, well, the other one's mostly oil and chip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, and it's been there mm-hmm. Quite some time.
What, 60s?
Would it be the
60s? Well, I'm sure, it's been maintained, but yeah. I believe it went in the 50s, 60s when that armory went in.
The bad deal is I ought to be old enough to know that, but I'm not.
We actually saw the plan. We had the blueprints, and it was actually supposed to be a bigger complex than what it is. They were supposed to have more support buildings out back. I believe that's why it's such a large piece of property.
Oh, really? Because
mm-hmm.
The property goes all the way back to the little line of trees.
Yeah, the career development or the recycling center.
Yeah.
But the drawing actually showed future expansion for support services.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they might have been counting on, if 1960s, they were kind of wartime anyway,
yeah.
I guess.
It was kind of interesting to look at all the plans they had. It was really interesting.
I'm talking with Fairfield Police Chief Keith Cocklazer. We're trying to get over the problems of yesterday, but we'll talk a little bit more about the good stuff. And when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show, you are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on WFIW AM and FM. Fairfield, Illinois. We'll be back in just a bit.
por el camino del desierto, el viento me despeina, suelo aroma de colita, nomada una de labios, ella de lo lejos, una luz en tela, la idea de mezcal, te vi por en la noche, ella estaba a la entrada, y la campana ya sonar, y me dijo ya mi mimo, que topo del cielo. Ella siente una vela y nuestra de camino. Soy mozo el corredor y yo te dije diciendo: he venido del California. Such a lovely place. Such a lovely place. Me he venido del California. Such a lovely place.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to WFIW, the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Joined across the way by Fairfield Police Chief Keith Cocklaser. Keith, you've had a little busier end of the month probably than you would have expected normally, haven't you?
A little quieter in the beginning, a little busier in the end.
Yeah. You know, I think we talked last time you were here about it was at the end of June, and neither of us had heard many fireworks out in the county or out in the town. And I got to tell you, I was in town some of the 4th of July weekend. I never heard a whole lot anyway. Was it real active, or did you?
I heard quite a few on the north end.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Was it more than you think than normal, or?
I'm always working July 4th with the big fireworks.
Yeah.
I never hear
that. Well, see, now you didn't have to work with the big fireworks on July 4th. Those got canceled pretty early. How's that call come about?
We all meet down there, and we actually walk through the parking field, and we had about an inch of water standing, and, you know, getting in probably been fine. Nobody wants to sit in water anyway.
Yeah.
But getting out, we have to go through a little ditch to get out. We would have rutted it all out, and people would have had a hard time.
Oh, is that right?
That was the call. I mean, it wasn't raining. It was just poor parking conditions.
Well, I was going to say there were probably – we pay kind of a little bit of attention out here as to how many and who has cancellations, because we got folks calling all the time wanting to know if their fireworks are still on. You were probably in the half. I mean, there were probably 50% of people either altered or changed their fireworks or something like that.
I think I saw over by Evansville, you're right. I mean, it was 50-50 over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I kind of watched the news that night.
And I suspect parking is the main problem. Did you go back out later in the night and see what it would have looked at just for your own sake?
Well, like I said, your first cars in are going to be just fine. It's after you get 200 cars across one low crossing, that's where you're going to have trouble.
Well, the question is begged again. You had more rain on Friday. Yeah. Did the group that gets together even consider whether they were going to have a problem this last Friday night when you had the fireworks?
Well, they set a rain date, the alderman did, but I went out there that morning, and even though it had rain, it wasn't standing, and the ground absorbed it faster than it did July 4th.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There, like I said, there's a little draw in the field right down the middle that travels east to drain the fields from the soccer field. And it was just holding water July 4th.
Oh, really?
I mean, several spots.
Well, you got to remember, we also got 3 inches as opposed to half an inch or whatever.
There was one spot Friday we had morning to keep people away from on Friday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Pretty good crowd Friday. What was the crowd like?
We were looking about, like I said, I'm ballparking about 210, 215 cars. Say 3 person a car, just to be average.
In the lots down there by the field.
In the park.
Right.
Because it's one way in, one way out.
Yeah.
So I was there at my little counter.
Oh, so you were counting.
I was counting.
I didn't know if you counted after they were parked. That's kind of what I would have.
No, I waited for them to exit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I counted everybody coming out. There were some still down there after we closed up. But good show. We shot them just a little bit early. That was due to train traffic. So some people were arriving when they
took
off.
Let's explain to folks why that is and how that is. Because folks might have thought it was going to be at 9 o'clock. And I think we probably mentioned 8:45, but people hear what they hear and don't hear what they don't hear. So there was good reason why it had to be shot a little bit early, wasn't there?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that goes in behind the fireworks that nobody sees. We got to shut down one lane traffic. We have to get IDOT permission to do that. We also contact Norfolk Southern because our launch site is less than 100 feet from the riverbed.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what
less than 100.
Yeah, you never know.
That's what pretty close.
Trains are hauling nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
All them dangerous placards that.
Yeah,
nobody
you see
wants
the
to,
shields. Yeah. You see the little shields on there, and you see, okay, that's a green one, and there's a yellow one. Oh, there's a red one.
You get a little curious when you're sitting there. Oh, yeah, I've had that class. Well, that's not good. So you never know what's going through town. So we asked for them to shut down the rails, and that's an inconvenience for them. But we were given a 30-minute window this time. Usually we get a 2-hour window.
So you had 30 minutes, and the show's probably 20, 25 minutes long, I suspect.
This
right?
one was 25.
Whew. That doesn't leave you much of a breather room there and there, does it?
I kind of pay attention this time. We were setting up a detour right before they shot him. 8:45 on the dot is when they sent him.
Oh, is that right?
Like I said, it was kind of a guess. You know, July 4th, I know it was about 9 o'clock when we were going to shoot. So we kind of took just a little bit of time off that. And then we tried to accommodate the railroad. And from what I was told, train went through, we shot, train went the other way going through. So, I mean, we was right between them.
Is that right? So that window, he wasn't kidding when he just gave you a 30-minute window.
Nope.
I'm glad that they can narrow it down that closely.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So you had 210, you said, 200?
Roughly. Like I said, I counted everybody coming out. Then I went down there to check the parking lots, and there was a few people just kind of talking, hanging
That's
around.
That's typical, though, isn't it? I mean, that number, is that pretty typical?
And then,
on a 4th of July, it's a night off anyway for most people. Do you think there would have been more on a standard 4th?
I'm going to say yes, just because that's what people do on July 4th.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They might have
forgot it.
Yeah.
Actually, they might have forgot this was going on.
Right,
on
July 22nd. Who thinks about that?
Yeah.
But it was a good crowd. I drove, when we were doing detour, all the residents were sitting in the yard, had a bunch of people over. So I'm going to ballpark 800 to 1,000.
Okay.
Just
people also sat in other parking lots from that visible from the sea. That's pretty good crew of folks getting entertained, isn't it?
That's not bad for, like you said, just a Friday night in July.
How'd the detour work? You've kind of got that down to a science now, don't you, Keith?
Outstanding. We send everybody, it's one way out of the park. So we send everybody north to Delaware, then everybody turns east and away you go. We looked at about 15, 20 minutes. We had everybody out of there.
Is that right?
No stopping. We put EMAs and APs at all the stop signs, and we just keep it going all the way up.
That's handy.
It is handy.
That is handy. July now. What do you got? What are you concentrating on now? You got the kids riding bikes all over the place.
Well, I won't be back, but we got school starting third week of August.
What?
Yeah.
School's next month. I was gonna avoid talking about school because I figured we'd just talk about it next month. But I guess it's already.
We're
going
to have to jump right past the bicycles. They're going to be there anyway, but we're going to have morning traffic bicycles.
Oh.
No, not 5 o'clock traffic. By
oh, okay. So yeah, I'm not going to see it. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Let me back that up. I'm not sure about that. You might have some.
I'm not riding one.
There are a lot of people getting exercise early, beat the heat. I mean, there's a lot of people out in the mornings.
I was surprised this morning it was a traffic jam at 5 a.m. Yeah. I was very surprised. Well, it's, like you said, it's been so hot.
I saw a line crew changing a pole at midnight after the fireworks. I don't know if they were trying to beat the heat or what they were doing, but that was pretty impressive.
What crew? I mean, what?
It was Wayne White.
Is that right?
I don't know if it was emergency repair or if they were just trying to beat the heat.
One or the other. Either way, it's a good idea. Okay, bikes are going to be out.
Bikes are going to be out. Kids are going to be out. Talking, not paying attention. It's what kids do. It's what we all do.
Yeah.
Just be careful for them. We're going to increase our patrols around the schools. We will continue our walkthroughs at random times. That way we're seen in the schools.
Walkthroughs in the school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that, I mean, that's what you do now without the DARE officer, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, we got DARE officer.
Well, I mean, without a dedicated school officer.
Officer, yes. So we hit schools in the morning and the afternoon. So we try to hit them at least.
You hit each school around in town? All three in town?
Yep.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Well, you just walk. Like saying hi?
Check in the office, see if they have any problems, walk the hallways, and make sure we're seen. Park right out front where everybody can see a police car.
How effective is that? You've been doing this for 15, 17 years now. Do you notice a change in, I mean, you've been, do you notice any change at all in the kids' recognition and being friendly? Or do they look at you like, do they look at police? We've talked about this before, looking at police like they're the bad guys or something like that.
Well, you got the age. You know, you get Northside and everybody just wants to give you a high five, and Center Street's about the same thing, and getting to high school, it's just a whole different realm. But, you know, it's great to see. I mean, with all the stuff that's going on in the world today,
yeah,
you can walk in and somebody's happy to see you and shake your hand.
Oh, yeah.
It goes a long way.
Well, that's good. That's good. We don't have any parking issues planned this year, parking changes like we had last year,
I know we had a few over the summer where they'd have ball camps and we get called down there to rectify them, but all in all, I believe that was a good change because you could travel.
I was going to say you've had a year to assess that now, the changes in the parking lot plans. Mm-hmm. What's your conclusions?
I think it's a lot easier to travel down there. You can get through. People are not darting out in front of everybody. I think it's going to work.
Did you have an overly amount of complaints of folks being hassled, they thought, by the changes? And did that taper down over the course of the year?
I don't know if hassled's the right word. Majority of it was, you know, people not from town.
Yeah.
We try to be courteous. We would go to the broadcast booth and try to find them and get the problem rectified. We're not going to hook and tow it the first time.
Yeah.
Now, if we keep track of who's down there, if we get repeat, then we're going to.
Did you hook and tow anybody last year?
No, we did not.
I was going to say, I was trying to think if you ever had. I know that I do remember during some of the games, the list of cars needing to move were quite long.
But they were getting shorter towards the end of the year, weren't they?
Yeah, I guess they were. Well, that's the thing. You know, you mentioned that how soon it's coming on. Football, the first varsity football game is a month from today.
Really?
Yeah. August 26th will be the first varsity game. So, it comes on sooner than you thought, and that's where you had some of the problems, especially over there on 4th Street, right?
Yeah, well, basketball, I believe you had a bigger crowd, I think, didn't you?
Well, fewer parking places, fewer places to park in football. Folks would park down that 4th Street,
wrap around,
go. But in basketball, they don't tend to do that. Basketball gets a bigger crowd than football.
Maybe just because of concentrate, because they're all going in the front door.
That's probably true.
That's probably the reason there.
It seems like it. It seems like it's a bigger crowd.
But no, change. I understand. A lot of people don't like change.
Yeah.
But that was for the better, in my opinion, for the safety, and, you know, it worked out well.
Do you always keep an eye out, or will you be keeping an eye on possibly additional adjustments maybe to the flow of traffic around there? Because, I mean, you never know when something else is going to – when they might build some new building or something like that. You might need to adjust flow.
Well, we always take those into consideration.
The reason I ask is because you didn't, because your original plan last year was altered before it was finalized, right? As I recall, yeah. Or am I recalling something wrong?
I don't remember what I know that we talked about the parking. Maybe it's just because we changed the side of the street.
That might be the same concept.
We changed the side to for the kids getting out of the parking lot.
Did the grade school Center Street, didn't they alter something this year?
They just repaved the Second Street.
Okay.
So they haven't changed anything.
Well, see, now that's where your point is actually made, in the change being bad. Because Second Street has been closed for 50 years.
Yeah.
Or longer, probably 60s.
It's actually open in the mornings for drop-off. Parents can drive through, but they have to drive from the north to the south.
Really?
Yeah. They've opened up for drop-off, but you got to be – the buses will pull to the west, which is the right.
To the right-hand side of the road as you're heading south.
But they've made it one way where parents can actually drop their children off there too.
Is that right?
It's been like that for probably 4 to 5 years.
I had no idea.
Then after the bell rings, they completely
barricaded. Then they lock it up.
Yep.
Well, they built new gates a few years ago, too, yep. Right?
Yeah, they probably had the same ones that you had that I had.
Well, not gates, yeah. They had the folks that walk out there and carry them across the street.
Well, they had wheels on ours, so maybe that was an upgrade for
them. We didn't have wheels.
All right, see.
You guys, I tell you what, you kids today.
Young generation.
You kids today, we had to carry both sides of those roadblocks.
Uphill both ways.
It was uphill both ways. I've got Keith Cocklazer, Fairfield Police Chief Keith Cocklazer. We're talking about all kinds of stuff here on his monthly visit. And we'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois, after these.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? Suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if an old friend I know stops by to say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes?
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined across the way by Fairfield City Police Chief Keith Cocklazer. And one of the things, Keith, that we talked about, I guess a year and a half ago, and I guess folks don't learn, or they need to be continually reminded, but I did not hear it, but apparently there have been a rash of car burglaries again, huh?
Yeah, we just got a report on them, started the report Friday. I believe we have up to 12 in a kind of a confined area, not across town, on the northwest part of town.
Really?
So up towards you.
Yeah.
People going through, rummaging, getting change and stuff in consoles. And I know it's warm. I know it's July. People like to leave their windows down at night, unlocked, lock them up.
I remember the investigation last time. It was kind of reminds you of the 1950s and 60s where you had pins on the map. You were kind of then you kind of figured out a flow chart, right?
Well, we had a good suspect there, and we actually caught him walking down the street and interviewed him, and that case went from there.
Yeah,
I believe he's currently in IDOC for that.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
So he's out.
Yep.
Well, that's too bad. Now you have to look somewhere else, don't you?
Well, between that and unfortunately, we had the firearm taken.
Oh,
last
really?
Month.
Oh, yeah. Hey, have you heard anything? How's the investigation
ATF
going on?
ATF is working on with the
Barnards.
Just following up everything we can. It's everything's in the computer, waiting for somebody to sell, trade, fine, confiscate.
So, how long does that usually take? I mean, we're talking about the ID numbers off of these weapons that were stolen from Barnard's bait shop last month. Or maybe late June. About how long will it? I guess late June was last month. How long does it take for your typical criminal mastermind to go take these things and try to pawn them or something like that?
Who knows?
It varies.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you know, do they need the money? Are they keeping them for themselves? Are they trading them? Are they? There's so many factors there. I don't think you can actually narrow it down to, I'm going to keep them for 7 days and move on, or, you know.
Well, you know, the thing is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong or I'm just speculating here anyway. It's the one, at least across the Barnards one, seems like it, the way they did it and the amount of I don't know how much was taken, but the amount that was in there, that sounds like a professional job.
It was fast, obviously.
Yeah.
And it wasn't complete.
Really?
Certain firearms were picked out.
Is that right?
So
that's, like some.
Somebody may have been in there before looking at the place, so we're following all those leads.
Yeah.
It's a big puzzle. You just got to piece them together. Sometimes, you know, it's a 10,000 piece puzzle, and sometimes it's a 10 piece puzzle.
Okay, so these tell me a little bit about the network that whenever somebody will bring in or try to resell a gun, how does the network work? How does it work? If I say I own my own gun, I've had it in the family since World War One. You know, be a 45 pistol, right? That's what they started in World War One. It's got some kind of serial number on it. Mm-hmm. If I go and try to sell that to a pawn shop, what do they do? Or sell it to a gun store?
They're required to report that.
They report that and report the numbers too, I guess.
Yeah, and then that's cross reference with all stolen items. Like
that must be a gigantic database.
It is. Yeah, you mean we have the Illinois version, then we have the National Crime Information.
Yeah.
Database, so it's in both. So if it winds up in Kentucky or Florida, we're going to get a hit on it.
The reason I kind of ask, how long does it take to get a hit?
As soon as they run it, it comes right back.
Is that right? The reason I ask that is because of how quickly, two, 3 weeks ago, whenever the folks took the kid in Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
remember?
Yes.
Came up through the area. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like in talking with, I didn't talk to him, but Len was talking to some of the investigators. They just basically followed the route up by how these people were stopping and using their credit cards.
Yep. Yep. Information can be shared when you're.
And these people, it was like the same weekend or the same day or something, right?
Yeah. Like, what was it, one day later?
Maybe a day later.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great network. I mean, Amber Alerts, the stuff we put in the system.
Did that get an Amber Alert? Like maybe in Arkansas, but how? If an Amber Alert is issued, how is that information distributed to you? Is that all distributed to all your guys, whether they're your men and women, and whether they're on or off duty, or how's that distributed?
Basically, Amber Alert around here, everybody's going to get, of course.
Yeah,
but
one in Arkansas.
Yeah, say Arkansas, Alabama, New Mexico. possibly traveling to this area.
Okay.
Then we're going to get it.
If it, okay.
Yeah.
Whenever that first, I guess, you know, they ran the credit card in Mount Vernon, and they were on them like that, yeah. Weren't you?
I don't know the whole story. I just know they got stopped in Grayville from her on the news.
Yeah.
All organizations, I mean, even the DEA, I mean, they'll come through, hey, we're following this car. Do you mind stopping it for us? Or we're ready for you to stop this car. Because they've already got all the information. It's amazing the network that's out there.
Is that right?
Yep. As I listened to you guys the other day, you know, you still can't outrun the old radio or...
No.
So.
No, you can't. I've run into that too. I used to speed a little bit more.
No, you didn't.
Oh, well, no. Yeah, hypothetical.
There
guy.
You go.
But I was a guy who cut the checks.
Yeah. The money man.
Yeah. I'm the guy who cut the checks to the counties. And to the, that's what reminded me. You know, we were talking about the Helena County. They had their ceiling collapse yesterday or what day before yesterday, whenever it was, last week. And got to thinking about, you know, I've never been in that courtroom. How about that?
Proud moment.
Hey, you know, that's a neighbor, a border county that I haven't been in.
He says it's always gone north. You never.
It's well, actually west, east, north. Marion County. I haven't been to Marion County either. So that's this is Wayne County's too big a county, Keith.
It's the biggest county. So
right.
be scary sitting in a courtroom and following it.
Huh?
Sitting in a courtroom in a ceiling.
Well, now that's the question. Whenever you guys got struck by lightning, I guess nothing fell from the ceiling.
No.
The roof and ceiling are pretty good out there at the armory. Well, that's good because that, like you said, that's an old building.
Just a soupy parking lot.
Well, now so if you've been delayed, we were talking about this earlier. How long have you been delayed, and now what's your schedule? Are you think you'll be done? When do you think you'll be able to finish up the work?
We're close. They've got, like I said, they've got the base rock in. They're working on the concrete barrier curb, I guess you would say, where the drop box is supposed to go. They've got to pour that, and then I think they're really close to pouring the asphalt or laying the asphalt.
What kind of time frame are you looking? Do you think? Do you still plan on doing any of the other? I know that you had other construction intended. Is that still within the ballpark realm of possibility sometime within the next year or two, five, whatever?
I don't know if it will get passed because of the budget crisis.
Yeah.
But we're going to make the improvements a little here, a little there, just to keep getting it accessible. Like, the parking lot's going to get you the front door. Then hopefully next year we'll change the front doors.
Get the parking lot will get you the front door, so you'll have ramp up to the door then.
Yep.
Because you didn't before.
Nope. And we still have a double swing door, but we're going to start putting that in my budget every year to get it. Even if the grant does not come back through,
yeah,
we're going to make the modification. It's just going to be slower.
I see. Well, you know, that's the thing. You want to make sure that you're serving the community. And to be able to serve the community, you kind of have to make those alterations, don't
you? You got to make it accessible. And like I said, everybody can get in. We're just get in the parking lot. And you can't get in. Give us a call. We'll come out and help you.
Oh, that's all. That's all anybody can ask, isn't it? Keith, what else going on at the station?
Everything's actually real good for a summer. Halfway through the year, before we go over here, I'll say hi to Carly. She's gonna go to school next month, kindergarten.
Oh,
so this is the last time she can hear for me. I'm not that bad.
Hi, Carly. Carly's going to school next year.
We won't worry about Beth Ann or Robert.
Well, Robert's not. I got to tell you, Robert's not paying attention.
No, he's not.
Beth Ann's probably not either.
I'm sure she is. I'm going to be in trouble now. But I'll say hi to Carly because she better be in school next year.
Well, you better say hi to Beth Ann if you're going to say hi to Carly.
All right, hi, Beth Ann.
You better say hi to Robert if you're saying hi to Carly.
Robert's too busy.
Robert is busy.
He's running around.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, sir.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. We'll talk to you all tomorrow.